Task 2. Jeremy is helping Libby fill in the application form. Listen to their conversation and write the information in the spaces below. One has been provided as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Libby, have you downloaded the application form from the website? I thought you might need some help filling in that form.
Yes, I've downloaded it and have it with me right now.
Right, let's see what kind of information they're asking for. Okay, your personal details like your name. First name, Wai Ying. Y, W-A-I. Ying, Y-I-N-G. And your last name is Lau, L-A-U.
And the next one is nationality, Hong Kong or Chinese?
Your nationality is Chinese.
Not Hong Kong?
Hong Kong is your place of birth, but your nationality is Chinese.
All right.
Date of birth. Your birthday is on the 22nd of August, right?
It is August, but not the 22nd. It's the 21st.
Year 2001?
No, it's the year 2000.
Okay. Now the address of correspondence. That means our home address. It's room 407, David House, 51 Wood Street, Wan Chai, Hong Kong. Can you check if I've got it correct?
Room 407, David House, Wood Street, Wan Chai, Hong Kong. That's correct, except that David is spelt D-A-V-I-D.
Apart from your postal address, they also want your email address. Which one do you want to give them? Your iMail or mailbox?
I'll put down my iMail. It's Libby, W-Y, Lau, at imail.com. All lowercase.
Hang on, let me put this down. Got it.
What's next?
Application details. You're doing cultural studies, right? Is that in the Faculty of Arts and Humanities?
Arts and Humanities or Social Science? I'm not sure. Let me check on my phone. Oh, no, sorry. You're right. It's Arts and Humanities.
I can't imagine what would happen if you were filling in the form on your own. What's the program code of your course?
Bachelor of Arts in Cultural Studies.
I said program code. A string of letters and numbers, I guess.
Oh, silly me. The program code is A0728.
Done. Now, your education background. The full name of your current school is Gilbert International High School. Gilbert is spelt G-I-L-B-E-R-T. Is that right?
Yes. Gilbert International High School. Since secondary four. That should be 2014, when I entered the school.
So you're there from 2014 to 2017.
That's right.
Before that, it was Victoria, right?
Yes, Victoria College in full, from 2011 to 2014.
Okay, from 2011 to 2014. Victoria as in Queen Victoria?
As in Victoria Park.
That's the same.
Really?
Yes, the park is named after the Queen. Now, this is the last section. About your extracurricular experience. I think you should put down your volunteer experience. What's that organization you're working with?
It's Historic Hong Kong. Wait, maybe it's got an association or organization somewhere? Let me check.
Google says Historic Hong Kong is a non-governmental organization working towards the preservation of Hong Kong's cultural heritage. So I'm pretty sure Historic Hong Kong is right. No association or organization.
Historic Hong Kong it is then. Historic is spelt H-I-S-T-O-R-I-C.
How long have you been working there?
Around 2 years. You can put down from 2015 to 2017.
Okay, 2015 to 2017. What other experiences do you have?
I was the vice president of the history club in school from 2015 to 2016.
I knew you were in the history club, but I did not know you were the vice president.
Yes, I was. It was a lot of fun.
You also helped out in the school library, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I was also the head librarian in the same period of time.
Okay. Any more?
I think that's it. Thank you very much, Jeremy, for doing this for me. That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.